in the conference. You mentioned a couple of schools, but lofty goals to try and beat some of the teams that seem to be knocking on the door, if not going to state every year, right?
Yeah, on the girls' side, Lancaster and Doddsville, Mineral Point are always fighting it out. We've made strides against some of the other conference schools on the girls' side the last few years, so we're hoping to kind of fend off some of the other schools and keep trying to climb that ladder. For the boys' team, Doddsville, Mineral Point, we feel like, is the only team that stands between us and a chance to win the conference. So they're bringing back six of their seven varsity runners. We know it's going to be a great test, but if they're going to be the best, we got to beat the best. And so we're excited about the challenge.
The coach of the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team, Eric Mindum. Tom Stadler, head coach of the Richland Center soccer team, says they have pretty good numbers this year.
We do. We're pushing into the 30s again. So for a program that started out in the teens when I took over, we're now into the 30s for our second year. So numbers are good.
Normally you have a scrimmage before your first game, but this year it's kind of the opposite. But I know you still look forward to the alumni legends playing you on Saturday, don't you?
I sure do. That game, which was originally put together by Coach Rick Piasecki, is a great soccer tradition for our area. And I'm looking forward to seeing the legends battle it out against the varsity on Saturday. Kickoff will be at 11 a.m.
You have some guys on the staff, yourself included, that are alumni legends. Do the coaches play in this game?
We do. We do. I have not played for a few years, but this year I've been talked into playing, so I will be playing.
Do you wear the great big hat when you're playing or not?
Just during slide tackles. It kind of gives me that extra lift.
Who do you look at as your leaders this year, Coach?
I'm looking at Mason Jelinek. He's a fantastic leader for the team. I'm looking at Ethan Gauld, and I'm looking at Carter Nelson. All three of them seniors that have been fantastic leaders for our younger players.
That's Tom Stadler, Richland Center head boys soccer coach, and the public is welcome tomorrow for the Alumni Legends game against the Hornets regulars, and that begins at 11 o'clock at Richland Center High School. Coming up, more on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we'll talk with Travis Wilson.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net is back to talk football on the second week of the high school football season. Well, Travis, any games scores surprise you from the first week?
Yeah, I think there's a few that you could look at it as surprises. I mean, the defending state champions in Division I lost, so let's start there. Now, Marquette, who won it all last year, lost to Arrowhead, who's a powerhouse program, and certainly no shame in that. In fact, Marquette lost to Arrowhead in week one last year, and then regrouped and got back at it and ended up winning the state championship. So, that's one that certainly stands out, I think. Even in the SWC, I think there were a couple interesting results, starting with Platteville, not necessarily the fact that they lost to Darlington, but got shut out. Platteville had, I think, 17 starters back. Their quarterback, TJ Pink, is back. They've got some really good skill guys. And to see them get shut out was a surprise. Purdy Sheen, not a surprise that they lost to Aquinas. That's a three-time defending state champion. But I think that was one of the noteworthy results, certainly, of week one. And got to give a shout-out to our Richland Center Hornets, going and beating a larger Toma team that made the playoffs in Division III last year. Certainly an impressive win for Richland Center to get things going.
What are some games you're looking forward to this week?
Well, we've got some great games on the schedule this week, including here in southwest Wisconsin. Darlington, who we talked about, and Prairie du Chien, who we talked about, they will meet up at Prairie du Chien. Those teams played in week two last year. I got a chance to see that when it was an excellent game. So looking to see if Prairie du Chien can bounce back in that one. You've got Columbus taking on Aquinas. Those teams met in the playoffs last year when both were defending state champions. And really, this is a great rivalry week. Some of the most played rivalry games in the state are taking place this week, including Nina and Menasha playing for the 100th time, which is fun. The M&M game is this week, Marinette and Menominee. Their teams separated by 3 miles, Menominee River, and a state border between Michigan and Wisconsin up there in the UP. So that's really a fun game, one of the better rivalry games. In fact, there's 7 games this week, rivalry games that have been played at least 75 times previously. So in terms of the number of games, this is the busiest rivalry game week of the state. And a lot of these teams, you know, used to be in conference together, but with some of the realignment we've had, now they're continuing those games in the non-conference, which is awesome to see. And a great small school game in the north central part of the state, probably the best small school rivalry in the state, as Edgar will play against Stratford. Both teams won state championships last year. They used to be Marywood Conference rivals for a long, long time before realignment separated them. But a great game, and again, maybe one of the better small school rivalries in the state right now.
With the teams, and you mentioned some of those teams, it might be a little bit down this year and things like that. What do you think about the level of high school football, and teams? It seems like more teams may be up and down than there used to be. What's your feeling on that?
Honestly, I think things are about where they have been in the past. I mean, the haves, certainly many of them are staying the haves. There's a bigger gap at times between the haves and have-nots that is developed because of the investment that has to be made into a football program, and the difference between teams that are doing it right and teams that are struggling or you know, trying to get off the ground is so big that, sometimes it looks like there's a pretty big gap, and there is, to be quite honest with you. Overall, I mean, the level of play is very strong. We've got some great teams in the state. We've got some great players in the state. There's a dozen or so that are high-level Division I players in this senior class, including a couple kids going to Notre Dame, 4 or 5 kids going to Wisconsin. So high school football is in a good spot, and I don't know. I haven't seen the Wisconsin-specific numbers, but I know that the NFHS, the National Federation of State and High School Association, just put out their participation numbers for last year, and for the second year in a row, high school football participation was up, which is good to see. There was a number of years where it had kind of been declining and, of course, took a big hit under COVID, but things are moving back in the right direction, which is great, and I think we're seeing that a little bit in the state of Wisconsin, with numbers kind of steadying and hopefully increasing going forward.
You and I have talked about it on this program before, but high school volleyball has been the benefactor of a lot more athletes here in the last few years, hasn't it?
It has. And unfortunately, it's been at the expense of girls basketball, and we talked about that as well. You don't blame volleyball necessarily, but I think it's a big factor of why girls basketball has decreased. It's been the rise of volleyball, and especially club volleyball and out-of-season volleyball. So, that's something that is continuing. I don't know the exact numbers for, locally or even in the state, but just anecdotally, you look at the number of kids on a volleyball roster and the number of levels that they're sponsoring and compare it to girls basketball, and it is a pretty significant difference. So, but volleyball is increasing. Girls flag football is increasing. It's not a sport that is offered at the WIAA sanctioned level in Wisconsin at this time. There's some talks of that, trying to increase, but that's a sport that's increasing. Girls wrestling is really taking off, which is great to see. There's going to be a separate individual state tournament this year. There's going to be a separate team tournament coming up very soon. So a lot of growth and expansion in girls wrestling, which has been awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And then I think, they instituted, lacrosse last spring. That seemed to go pretty successfully too, didn't it?
Yeah, first year of boys and girls lacrosse is a WIAA-sanctioned sport. Looking forward to see the growth of that sport. I don't think to be quite honest with you, it's something that we'll necessarily see in our area of, you know, south rural southwest Wisconsin. It's, I think, likely going to continue to be more of a suburban type of game. But it's a fun game. It's an exciting game, and it's great to see those kids and those teams get an opportunity to, you know, be recognized and everything more. There was many of them that played as a club team previously, but, you know, it didn't get the same attention as it does now as a officially sanctioned sport.
So I better not need to hone my skills to broadcast lacrosse then, in other words.
I wouldn't think so, but we'll see.
What about the Quick Trip Game of the Week this week, Travis?
The Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week is Janesville, Craig, and Milton. Not necessarily powerhouse programs. Both teams, in fact, missed the playoffs last year, but they've got new coaches this year. Dan Prawl is a new coach at Milton, and Joe Brannon is a new coach at Janesville, Craig. And both were impressive in week one. Janesville, Craig beat up on Sun Prairie West, and Milton hammered Watertown. So we like to spread the love a little bit. There's some very good games this week, some, you know, more traditional teams that we could have featured, but with those two teams, you know, making a nice early performance, nominated them, and they voted, and the folks voted to make that the Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you next week during the third week of the season, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net, our weekly guest here as we cover football on Friday night.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
This is Tim Thede for WRCO Sports. Thank you for tuning in to the high school broadcast tonight between Richland Center and Potosi-Cassville. Right now at the half, Potosi-Cassville leads Richland Center 21-0. It's Wisconsin Dells leading River Valley 13-12. All these scores I'm giving you are halftime scores. Dodgeville's leading Iowa Grant 24-0. River Ridge is leading Fenimore 31-0. Platteville and Mineral Point, they're scoreless. Royal is leading Cochrane Fountain City by a score of 22-14. Viroqua leads Brookwood 21-0. Westby 21, Benton Scales Mound 13, Prairie du Chien 21, Darlington 7. It's a Lancaster over Cuba City 10-0. Holman leads Sauk Prairie 14-3, and Beaver Dam leads Baraboo 20-0. And we'll be back right after this, and we'll take you out to a Vitus Rip Field and Phil Nee for the second half of tonight's broadcast.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
RCO. 21-0 the score. Potosi-Cassville in the lead as we get set for second half action here at Avitus Rip Field. Kicking off will be Grayson Banker, Hornet kicker. He's getting loosened up and getting ready to roll here tonight. Podosi Cassville will be accepting the kick toward the north end zone. And here's the approach by the Hornets, and the end over end is going to sail to around the 15-yard line. Quick return for Potosi Cassville up the gut, making it off to the 40 to the 42-yard line. That is where they are brought down, and the second half is underway. Return man was number 15, Nolan Vogelsberg. And Kaizen Switchenberg makes the tackle for the Richland Center Hornets. Here we go, 21-0, Potosi Cassville in the lead. They scored on three of their five possessions. They punted once and turned it over on downs once right at the end of the half as they were driving into Richland Center territory. First down, and here's the snap. Handoff for a running play on the left side up to the 45. The ball carrier is going to be brought down there. Isaiah Groom as they unpile. Groom stopped by several Hornets, including nose guard Braden Kleppe and also Cruz Salazar. Second down, 7 yards to go. Potosi Cassville up to the football. They are digging in and set. There's the handoff. Haas coming to the right side on a sweep, and the Hornets read it well. Haas lays upfield for about a yard. Wes Bosworth got a little penetration in the tackle made by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Haas is brought down there. Hornets nose guard is Braden Kleppe. The left tackle is Abe Bosworth. On the left edge, Brady Dosh. And on the right edge, Liam Fingerson, Brenton Baker, and Abe Bosworth. Devin Harris, that is, on the stacks. Cornerbacks are Fletcher Harper and Duncan Harper. Also, middle linebacker is Wes Bosworth. Jaden Shep, the safety. And James McGowan on the far end as well for the Hornet defense. Here is Groom running downhill against the Hornets. Booms his way to the 39-yard line. Big old run there for a first down. Isaiah Groom, a real bruising runner. Dawson Weber, the quarterback for Potosi Cassville. And give credit to their big line. Kyler Hefty, Connor Robbins, Connor Emler, Ryan Stoney, and Carter Bierman. Jackson Guiney as well. Alternating in at line. First and 10 from the 39. Bosworth trying to jump the snap. They're going to snap it, go to the left side, and down the sideline is Haas. He could go all the way, and he will. A touchdown for Potosi Cassville. 39-yard run for the speedy Joe Haas. And there we go again with a nice run around the edge. The Hornets really were sucked in on the near side and could not make the stop on the far side. He just outran him once he got to the edge. So the extra point try will be coming up here for Potosi Cassville. They now lead it 27-0. This one comes less than 2 minutes into the second half. The holder is Dawson Weber. Aaron Edge, the kicker, awaiting the snap. Placement, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. That will make it a 28-0 lead for Potosi Cassville. They spent little time on that possession. A play that took, what was it, a minute 56 here in the second half, and they score again. We'll be back with more in a moment from Vitus Rip Field on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker, here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Potosi Cassville will kick off after their recent score. The Hornets getting back deep to receive this. Brenton Baker and Jaden Shep are back. Lots of skilled players on this Potosi Cassville team, but I think we've got to give a lot of credit to their line. And on the defensive line as well, they've been able to crash through the Hornets' and kind of upend some of their backfield before the play can even get off. Here's a kick to the far side, going to be taken there by Shep. Runs into the 15, cuts across the field to the 20, still moving, now fouls at the 21-yard line. Got him at the shoelaces there. Tackle made by number 11, Hunter White. And that is where Richland Center will take over for its first possession at the 21-yard line. For the Hornets, in the backfield, Jaden Shep joined by Wes Bosworth and Fletcher Harper along with Brady Dosh, Liam Fingerson and Avery McGlynn along the wide receivers. And along the line, the center is Braden Kleppe. Left guard is Ethan Bindle, and the right guard is Cruz Salazar. Also, right tackle is Abe Bosworth and Aiden Cook, the left tackle. And here we go. First down, Hornets. Shep will look it over, and now under center. Got the offset eye, awaiting the snap, and fumbled the snap a little bit. Now tries to run it himself off right tackle, and not much. He is pushed down after getting maybe a half yard ahead. PC again getting some good penetration. Isaiah Groom is back there. Second down and 9 yards to go for Richland Center, operating from their 22-yard line. Duncan Harper runs the play in from the near side. Lots of youth players getting a chance to do a little debut here in front of the home fans. That had to be a thriller. Second down for the Hornets, awaiting the snap from center as Shep takes the snap and will pitch it. Coming to the near side is the pitch man Harper trying to get upfield, not much. Covered well by Potosi Cassville, tackle at the 21-yard line. Hornets trying that reverse with Harper from the school side to the stadium side. And several on the play, including Jackson Oyett, number 5. And that brings up third down and 9 yards to go for the Hornets, operating from the 22-yard line. Kaizan Schwitzenberg runs the play in. You got to remember, a lot of these Hornets we're mentioning are very young. Got, 3 sophomores in the huddle right now? Third down play from the 21-yard line. Shep will operate all alone in the backfield. Snap out of the shotgun, runs to the near side. Now he's going to try to clear out and run it himself. Shep's got a first down. He's moving and grooving out to the 39-yard line. Tackle is made. Shep makes the running play. Lost his helmet there at the end of the play on the tackle. Vogelsberg and Espirito on the tackle. First down for Richland Center. Those have been hard to come by, so they cleared him out. Little trickery play. Had 5 wide receivers, and Shep just used his legs to get a first down. McGlynn in with a play from the sideline, and the Hornets head to the ball. Ball is marked to the 39-yard line, their own. 28-0, Potosi Cassville leading. 7:44 remaining in the third quarter of area high school football. There's the snap to Shep. Hand off for a running play. Up the gut is Bosworth, and he's got about 5 yards. Out to the 44-yard line. Makes it second down and 5 yards to go for the Hornets. Getting some good blocks here on the left side. Aiden Cook leading the way, and Ethan Bindle, so that makes it a second down. 5 yards to go. The Hornets get the play in from the near side. And they will head to the football. The line is up and set. One man just to the right of the quarterback. That is Bosworth. Shep will take it out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Hand off. Nope. Fumble. Ball loose. And Potosi Cassville says they have it. The exchange kind of slipped out between quarterback and running back, and it's recovered there by number 61, Ryan Stoney. So the Hornets with their first turnover put the ball back in the hands of Potosi Cassville for their second possession of the half. And they will mark that now for a first down at the Richland Center 41-yard line. Good field position for Potosi Cassville. No stranger to that here tonight. They have created some of their own breaks and good field position. So the Hornets will dig in on the defense now as the defense rumbles out to the field. There's the snap from center. Back to throw, the QB, and he's going to loft it over the middle, and it is caught. What a grab down to the 10-yard line. Outstretched hands by Joe Haas. Man, I don't know if you'll see a better catch than that executed in college football. The pass was just a little bit long, and stick him on the hands there for Haas as he hauls it in right around the 11-yard line of Richland Center. First and 10, Potosi-Cassville, as they drive to the south end zone. Dawson Weber under center. Hand off for a running play. Not much. Isaiah Groom falls over for a couple of yards. Good plays by the Hornet defense. Coming up through the middle. Brady Dosh in the middle. Hornets have some young guys out there. Isaac Gald as well as number 30 Mason Brownlee. A couple of sophomores out there for the Hornets. Second down. Ball is marked around the 8-yard line of Richland Center. There's the snap. Handoff Groom. Bowls his way to the 5. Down around the goal line, and he is in for another Potosi-Cassville touchdown. Isaiah Groom gives the touchdown and 34-0 the lead for Potosi-Cassville. 7-yard run. That comes with 5:54 remaining in the third quarter. And an extra point kick could get the continuous clock running going in the second half. Potosi-Cassville is 1 point away from that. Dawson Weber is the holder. Aaron Edge the kicker. Kick is on the way, and it is up, and it is good. 35-0, Potosi-Cassville in the lead of Richland Center. And that will mean a continuous clock will run here in the second half. 5:54 remaining here in the third quarter. It is a 35-0 lead for visiting Potosi-Cassville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Clock will run continuously. With a continuous clock, it only stops on timeouts and scoring. If a team scores, clock will stop. And injuries. Even if the Hornets score a touchdown now, it still runs. And Potosi-Cassville out to huddle it up, and will break out and give it back to the Hornets. Richland Center just trying to get something going here offensively. They did get a nice first down last time on a third down conversion, and were up near midfield before turning it over on a fumble, and Potosi-Cassville took advantage. Kick taken around the 20, and the return man out to the 30, to the 31-yard line on the return by Brenton Baker. And the Hornets will take over for their second possession of the half, as the clock will run. Placement is made now for the Hornets. Ball at their own 21-yard line. At this point, I should say 31-yard line. At this point, you just want to go out and have some fun. Try to work on some things for next week. Second half goes by pretty quickly in that regard. So the Hornets will look it over. Shep will be under center awaiting the snap. And there it is. And he'll hand off to the second man through. Brady Dosh gang tackled right around the 30-yard line. So a loss of just a yard, it looks like. Second down and 11 yards to go. Potosi-Cassville winning the battle on the line here for most of the night. So the play will run in from the near side, and the Hornets will try to get it going here on a second down play coming up. We'll get you caught up on the Filney flip phone in just a little bit. The Brewers 14-0 winners in the second game of a doubleheader with four home runs against Cincinnati. How about that? Wow. And they had a tight one in the 10-inning win in the early game today. Second down and 11. There's the snap. Handoff for Dosh. Nowhere to go. Now cuts back up the middle. Good run. Breaking away. He's got a lot of room. 50, 45. He's down the sidelines and caught finally at the 21-yard line by the great speed there of number six, Aaron Edge, who wrestles him out of bounds. So great run by Brady Dosh. Hornets' best play from scrimmage tonight. And they'll bring it out here. 10, 20, 30, 40. Looks like about a 45-yard run for Brady Dosh. Adds to his rushing totals. Clock running with 3:44 remaining in the third quarter. 35-0 our score in favor of Potosi-Cassville. Hornets as deep as they have been tonight in Potosi-Cassville territory at the 24. There's a running play off the right side, and they're just going to keep pushing the pile, and one man breaks away. That's Wes Bosworth, and he will score. Wes Bosworth into the end zone. Looked like he was stood up, and it looked like he was going nowhere, but he makes his way in for the score. 24-yard run for Richland Center, and they are on the board. That makes it 35-6. Bosworth with the run, and Grayson Banker will try the extra point. Bosworth was high-stepping there after he broke away from the pack. Grayson Banker awaiting the snap from the center to the holder. Snap is made, placement, and the kick is going to be wide to the left. Potosi-Cassville got a lot of pressure from the left side, and the score remains 35-6. 3:21 remaining here in the third quarter, area high school football today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
It is now a 35-6 ball game, 3:21 remaining in the third quarter. And the Hornets will kick off after the recent score. Again, the clock stops when there's a score and the ball is placed. It will still run continuously, even though the Hornets have taken away the 35-point deficit. Vogelsberg back deep to receive. And Grayson Banker steps back from the 30 and now approaches a 10-yard run up to the 40. And a little pooch kick over the left side is caught by Potosi-Cassville right around the 31-yard line by number 14, Oliver Post. So that is where Potosi-Cassville will take over for its third possession. As placement of the football is made, ball is marked at the 34-yard line, Potosi-Cassville zone. Up to the football they go, awaiting a snap from center will be the QB. That is Dawson Weber. There's the snap. Handoff for running play. Hosko on left side oversteps one man, puts the shoulder down, and lost a helmet there at the end, and flags fly as well at the end of the football. No gain on the play. There is a flag as well. So as they sort that out, it came like well after the tackle was made. So it looks like there is a Potosi-Cassville player that shaken up on the play.
possibly could be at this point in the game. You never know. Maybe some sort of a muscle pull or whatever. Looks like the penalty is going against Richland Center. So that stops the clock with a 35-6 lead. Potosi-Cassville kind of into coast mode. Clock is stopped again here at Avitus Rip Field. Good sportsmanship as number 18, Joe Haas, will leave the field. The injury time continues here. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Isaiah Groom with a running play after the injury timeout makes his way down to the 41-yard line. Boy, he's had a good night here tonight. All-purpose yards. Isaiah Groom with, two touchdowns on the evening. But he's had a lot of the all-purpose yards. Blue-collar effort. Second down and from the 41-yard line of Richland Center. Potosi-Cassville with the line set. There's the snap and a handoff. Fumble immediately. The ball is loose on the field. Picked up by the Hornets. They're running the other way. The Hornets are going to score a defensive touchdown as that ball sported loose all the way to the end zone as it is returned. Wow. I'm just looking back to make sure that they're going to count it. It's Duncan Harper going all the way. It looks like it's going to count. It looked like the ball was on the ground, and it appeared initially that Potosi-Cassville got on it. And it looked like all of a sudden they were going to blow it dead. And the next thing you know, there's Duncan Harper running down the sidelines, and the Hornets score again. So he picks it up and returns it a good 45 yards for a score. Second score of the night for Richland Center here in a short amount of time. Stops the clock again with 2:17 to play in the third. Banker on for the extra point try. Awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Placement is made, and it is blocked. Boy, the defensive line for Potosi-Cassville just getting right through there, and there was no chance to even get that ball. They were almost there when the ball was set down by the holder, and no chance to kick that. So 35-12 is the score. Potosi-Cassville in the lead. 2:17 remaining in the third. Supposed to be a continuous clock, but the Hornets keep scoring. And the clock is stopped after a score all the time. So that stops the clock with 2:17 remaining in the third, and the Hornets back within 23 points here this evening. Potosi-Cassville with a costly fumble that resulted in the touchdown runback by Duncan Harper. Some highlights here tonight. Potosi-Cassville now coming back from the far side after the Hornets score. They score just over a minute apart here. And we have the injury in the middle there as well, which stopped the clock. Hornets out to the football as the clock stops here. The ball will be placed at the 40-yard line for Richland Center to kick it off. Potosi-Cassville back deep to receive it around the 10-yard line. And Grayson Banker stretching out his legs. Hand up. And again, a 10-yard run-up. Here's the approach and the kick. Ball goes to the right side, going to be caught there around the 25-yard line by Potosi-Cassville. A cut to the middle and a return to the 38-yard line. That was a good return by Connor Spitzak. Several on the stop for Richland Center. That was 26, Brenton Baker on the stop. So Potosi-Cassville for its fourth possession tonight. They've scored on
two of the three. 35-12, the score. Whistle will get them going here as Potosi-Cassville gets to the line. Two men wide to the left side. Baker's under center. There's the snap. Pitch going for a running play. Haas down the left side, and he's got a first down and then some. Still going. He might go all the way for Potosi-Cassville. It gets away. Stays in bounds for a long touchdown. 61 yards. That was Haas again. Joe Haas putting on a running clinic tonight, and Potosi-Cassville scores again. That's our fifth touchdown here in the third quarter. Still have 2 minutes to play. And again, the clock not running when you're scoring all the time. Potosi-Cassville will take a look. Boy, Haas has got some speed. That's the second time tonight that he has got outside. Hornets unable to contain him. He had a 39-yard run earlier here in this half. Potosi-Cassville. That was hit the 40-point plateau. There's the extra point kick on the way, and it is good. Aaron Edge has been good on all of them tonight that he has tried. So that makes it a 42-12 lead. It is for Potosi-Cassville, a quick score. And we have 2 minutes remaining in the third. This is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Belmont leading St. John's 46-0 in the third quarter. That's eight-player football tonight. 11-player football, Luther 21-0 over Bangor. Beaver Dam leading Baraboo 28-0 in the third. Westby 28-13 up on Benton Scales Mound. Royal up on Cochran Fountain City, or are they? No, tied at 22 in the third quarter. Last word, Dodgeville was leading Iowa Grant 31-0. Here in Richland Center, Potosi-Cassville leads it 42-12. Here's the approach. End over end kick by the Hornets. Will be taking it around the 12-yard line up to the 20. And a good return to the 23 when all is said and done. That was Shep on the kickoff return. And a little slow to get up is the return man. Ben Infield on the tackle for Potosi-Cassville, and that's where the Hornets will take over. A minute 53 remaining here in the third quarter. Ball is placed. Shep will be back in the huddle. Shep will head to the line, and the Hornets will be taken out of the under the center mode, out of the I formation. One man wide to the right side for Shep in the offense. Kleppe and the line set. Here's the snap from center. Handoff for a running play. Not much going for the Hornets as they're thrown for a loss back around the 25-yard line. So a loss of a couple of yards, it looks like. Second and 12 yards to go. River Valley up on Wisconsin Dells, 26-20. That's in the third quarter. Blackhawks battling well tonight. Conference season begins next week for area teams. Richland Center returns to the Southwest Conference, and Potosi-Cassville will be in the Six Rivers competition next week. Second down play from the 26-yard line. Hornet line is set. There's the snap and a handoff to Wes Bosworth, who bowls through for maybe a yard. Bosworth brought down. Cassville again getting some good penetration there. Number 50, Aiden Upada, helping out on the stop. And that brings up a third down. Third and about 11 for Richland Center. Dodgeville leading 31-8 over Iowa Grant. That is in the third quarter.
We're down to the waning moments of the third quarter here in Richland Center. Third down, Hornets. Fletcher Harper splits out to the near side. Liam Fingerson on the far side for Richland Center. They'll operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap to Shep. Back to throw around the 20. He's got a little running room now. Moves and grooves himself. Gets across the 25. I should say the 30, to the, around the 32-yard line. So he picked up a good 7 yards. And that'll bring up fourth down and about 6 yards to go. And that's the final play of the third quarter. Clock winds down. It is 42-12 after 3 here at Richland Center High School. You're listening to High School Football Friday Night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We head to the fourth quarter here in Richland Center. 42-12, Potosi Cassville in the lead. Looks like Richland Center will be out to punt the football. Fingerson is back, awaiting the snap from center on fourth down. There's a snap, and the punt is got a lot of hang time. Ball bounces in Hornet territory and then rolls out to around the 32-yard line. So back in the Potosi Castle territory, I should say, at the 32-yard line, that's where they will take over for their next possession of the night here at Avitus Rip Field. So as the ball is placed, the lead belongs to Potosi Castle. They've had some big play offense here tonight. 39-yard run and a 61-yard run by Joe Haas in the second half. Isaiah Groom's run was 7 yards out. And they had a big pass play, 28 yards, for their third score of the night. So they've had some big plays. Fake handoff. The quarterback is back to throw. Sails it over the middle. Caught. And a first down. And then some. Out to the 50, to the 48 of Richland Center on the catch and run by Oliver Post. And the ball is going to be marked here on the near side. So Avery McGlynn makes the tackle. And the ball is back at the 49-yard line as the sticks move on. Potosi Cassville operating from the far side of the field. Dawson Weber, the quarterback's got to go a long ways to get those plays messaged in, as does Jaden Shep for the Hornets, running to the sidelines after every play and coming in with the messenger man. Here's a sweep to the right side and tripped up and getting a couple of extra yards is River Saar, the running back. The Hornets, had they not caught him by the shoelace, he would have been probably down for a few more yards. That was Brady Dosh who caught him at the ankles there and trips him up. So a play which gains around 4 yards. Potosi Cassville moving toward the north end zone. Second down play and about 6 yards to go. Here's the running play toward the left side off left guard, and they'll gain a couple of more yards down to the 43 of Richland Center. Brings up third down and 3. Saar on the run again. Wes Bosworth helping out on the tackle. Westby leading Benton Scales Mound 35-13. Cochran Fountain City up on Royal 28-22. Someone finally scored. Mineral Point 8-0 over Platteville in the fourth quarter. That game has been scoreless the whole game. This one in contrast. Saar gets the run on the counter play. He's got a first down
backing his way and still pushing to the 30-yard line of Richland Center. Czar continues to move and groove, and Potosi Castile drives a little bit deeper. Sticks will move on again. Prairie du Chien leading Darlington 35-7. That is in the third quarter. Prairie du Chien set to have another good year. Lost to Aquinas last week, I believe, but Aquinas a good team. Here's the quarterback rolling back, hit as he throws, and it is incomplete, intending it for Haas in the left flat. Good pressure up front from the Hornets. Devin Harris was back there, Liam Fingerson as well. Brings up second down and 10 for Potosi Castile. Holman leading Sauk Prairie 14-9. A lot of these games getting toward the fourth quarter this evening, or near the end of the third. Our continuous clock ran starting at 5:54. But again, there's been a lot of scoring, so it's not ran that much. Czar going right side, cutting back to the left. Good cutback down to the Hornet 20. And close to another PC first down. Good sportsmanship tonight, everybody helping each other out. Jaden Shep helping out on the stop along with Mason Brownlee, and the sticks move on again for Potosi Castile. Leading 42-12, we have 8:35 remaining in the fourth quarter tonight. Tim Thede busily collecting scores. We'll have a few more before we get into Friday Night Football. Counter run coming to the left side. Now tripped up in the backfield is the Potosi Castile running back. Czar is tripped up by Brady Dosh. It's like Brady has a twin brother or something. There's always a number 28 in the backfield. Unless I'm seeing double, that could be two. But he's had a good game tonight for the Hornets. Second down and 9 yards for Potosi Castile. They have done a good job of kind of alternating and mixing up plays. Now they're back in the huddle. Second down and 9 yards to go. One man wide to the left side. Quarterback is under center. Czar, nope, fake handoff by the QB. He'll throw left side incomplete. Intended for Haas. Everybody downfield was covered. Jaden Shep on the coverage of Joe Haas at Potosi Castile. And that brings up a third down and 9 yards to go. Hornets doing a little better job getting some pressure up the middle and at the quarterback here as of late. Kind of forcing him into moving ahead a little bit quicker. Third down play for Potosi Castile. Here's a snap from center. They're going through the air again and into the hands and then out of the hands of Connor Spitzback. It's incomplete on fourth down. Everything was there. One of the Hornets kind of had him in the grass there. Might have knocked that ball loose. James McGowan out in the flat on the coverage as well for Richland Center. Fourth down and 9 yards to go for Potosi Castile there in Richland Center territory. Ball is right around the 20-yard line of Richland Center. PC leading RC 42-12. Weber under center, on fourth down, they're going for it. He stops, plants, throws, it's caught. Haas down around the 10 to the 5, into the end zone for a touchdown. That is a 29-yard TD pass. Again, Dawson Weber makes the grab. And that is post at the other end. So a 29-yard TD. And Potosi Castile goes up in the game 48-12. This score comes with 6:34 remaining in the football game. I think a timeout may have been called here before the extra point try. Back into action here at Richland Center High School. Good to be back here for the season opener for the Richland Center Hornets. Battling this week against Potosi Castile in a non-con affair. So both teams
going to their respective sidelines. And a timeout continues here. I'm not sure what the extent of that was. It seems like spent a lot of time talking about it and then going to their sidelines. That the touchdown does stand. Again, it was Weber throwing to number 14 Post. And there may have been an injury that, again, unable to kind of see what was going on the far side, and there was. The player that was shaken up is coming off the field. The training staff from Richland Sports Medicine doing a good job for us. Coach Schwartz and I talked about that the other day on the morning show, how much better off we are now that we have medical personnel on site all the time, not only for football, but a lot of other sports as well. So get that opinion right away and keep everybody safe. So Potosi-Cassville will go for it here, going for the extra point. They've been successful on all of the kicks tonight for Aaron Edge. Long snap count. There's the placement. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 49-12, Potosi-Cassville. 6:34 remaining in the fourth. Friday night high school football tonight, courtesy of WRCO Sports Boosters at WRCO and WRCO.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. The action coming your way tonight. Lots of games in southwest Wisconsin kind of wrapping toward the fourth quarter now. A full hour of Friday night football begins at 10 o'clock tonight on these same stations. Chuck and Dan will be giving you the update from scores throughout Wisconsin. I would guess because of the weather, everybody played tonight. There were a couple of postponements, not always weather-related. Sometimes for teams, maybe can't safely field a team. That's happened as well. And maybe some sickness or injury or whatever the case might be. A couple of games moved to tomorrow in the state as well. Here's the end-over-end kick, and it's going to be taken by the Hornets back around the 10-yard line. To the 15, to the 20. Shep with a good return, and he is upended right around the 27-yard line. A tackle by River Saar. So the clock runs, 49-12. Potosi-Cassville in the lead here at Avitus Rip Field, and the Hornets will get a chance on the offense again. We'll see if they make any changes in terms of offense. Potosi-Cassville putting out a couple of our younger players on the defense. Addison Tasker is in the defensive secondary now. Number 30, Caden Leibfried as well on the left side. Here we go as the Richland Center takes over with the ball in their own 27-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center, Shep with a pitch. Running play, Dosh going left side. They're going to spread it out, and he has nowhere to run. Leans in and made the most of it. Got back a yard short of the line of scrimmage, but it could have been worse. So Ben Infield, who's a sophomore, makes the tackle. There's a name from the Cassville area. Boy, a lot of these names we recognize from covering sports over the years. Your Uppinas and your Infields. Schaff, pretty common name as well. Around the Cassville area. Potosi Chiefs and the Cassville Comets in this football union. Second down and 11 yards to go for the Hornets. Shep takes the snap. Handoff. No, he's going to keep it himself. Runs to the right side. Breaks around the edge. And he's got a little room. 50. He's going. Sideline 40. Steps inside. Run into his own man for a second. And finally brought down at the 25-yard line of Potosi Cassville. Jaden Shep with a long run. So they'll mark that down there. Looks like about a 40-plus yard run for Jaden Shep from center,
or from behind the center and makes the most of that. Looked like it was going to be an option, and instead of pitching it, he kept it himself and kept on motivating. 4:40 to play in the football game tonight. Hornets in Potosi Castle territory around the 25-yard line.